Welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition their business on their terms. Our mission was born from the lessons we've learned from over 100 business transactions, which fuels our desire to share our experiences and wisdom so you can succeed. Now here's your host, CEO Mastery Partners, Tom Bronson.
Hi, it's Tommy B, and welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast for business owners who are passionate about building long-term sustainable value in your business. Every business on the planet will eventually transition. Something is eventually going to happen to all of us. Wouldn't it be better to transition your business by design rather than default? That, by the way, is the name of a great book on the subject. So if you're a business owner who really wants to maximize value before you exit, you found the right place. This is the podcast for you. This episode is part of my series from my second book, Maximize Business Value Playbook, 65 specific actions to dramatically increase the value of your business. Today, we're on chapter 44. We're in the sales section, and we are talking about differentiating your product or service. Everywhere I turn, no matter the industry I'm working in, I hear that it's a race to the bottom. Are you hearing that in your industry? Everything is being commoditized. Whenever a business finds itself in that situation, the only way to fix it is to have a compelling story about how that business is different from the rest. And that is called the unique selling proposition, or USP. A business that can clearly articulate its USP, and if that USP is compelling to prospective customers, is on the right growth path. Without a USP, a USP that is known and used by everyone, the business risks sending mixed messages to prospects and customers, which only serves to confuse them. And a confused prospect goes elsewhere. Now, it's not enough for the owner or the senior managers to know the USP. Every person in the organization needs to know it backward and forward and should be talking about it with clients and prospects daily. It helps increase the value of the business and it helps sell more stuff. Now, if you can instantly state your USP, it's worth getting your team together and discussing it. I'm sorry, if you can't instantly state your USP, then get the team together and discuss it, draft it, refine it, and use it. It will make a difference as you try to improve the value of your business. My actions this week, number one, write down, if you haven't done so already, your unique selling proposition. Number two, make sure everyone in the organization knows it and teach them how to use it. Randomly ask them to recite the USP and then you can tell them or ask them to tell you how that they are using it. And by the way, give them a small reward if they get it right. I used to hand out $2 bills. And read Donald Miller's book, Building a Story Brand. It will help you more than you can imagine. Next time, we'll talk about knowing the product penetration rates. This is the Maximize Business Value Podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners who are passionate about building long-term sustainable value in their business. If this is the first time you found us, welcome. We've been waiting for you. 203 more episodes wait to be downloaded. Like and subscribe. We appreciate your help in finding other business owners. And by the way, don't forget to register for the Business Transition Summit on May 7th at the Charles Schwab headquarters facility in Westlake, Texas. Because you don't want to miss this opportunity to network with like-minded business owners, learn from world-class, and I'm talking world-class speakers, and spend a day working on your business rather than in your business. Register now at businesstransitionsummit.com, and if you'd like a discount, reach out to me and be happy to accommodate. So until next time, I'm Tom Bronson, reminding you to pick one thing. Don't care what it is. I already gave you 44 things. Pick one thing today and go start maximizing your business value. Start it today so that in the end, you can maximize business value.
you for tuning into the Maximize Business Value podcast with Tom Bronson. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition on their terms. Learn more on how to build long-term sustainable business value and get free value-building tools by visiting our website, www.masterypartners.com. That's master with a Y, masterypartners.com. Check it out.
That was perfect. I wouldn't make any changes on that.